If you've still got the ski bug, you could head on up to Wisp Resort in Western Maryland. The Governor's Cup races for both skiers and snowboarders are going on up there this weekend. You can check out the details in the Wisp ad on page 33 of the March issue of Recreation News. There are some good winery events going on this weekend. One of them's pretty unusual. The Rogers Ford Winery in Summer Duck, down in the southern part of Fauquier County, has a daylight savings time double discount. That goes on Friday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., so you might want to scoot over there and save a little bit on some wine. If you want to stay a little bit closer to home in Fauquier, Fortin Vineyards in Gordonsville and the winery at LaGrange in Haymarket also have some very special tasting events going on this weekend. You can catch all the details in our calendar on page 25. Or, of course, you can go online to recreationnews.com and read it there.
My problem isn't wine as much as it's my sweet tooth. What do you have for us there?
Well, if your sweet tooth needs some attention, Amy, you can head out to Bel Air, Maryland, right up 95 on Saturday. It's the 8th annual Downtown Chocolate Festival in the Bel Air Armory. It goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. See page 25 of the calendar and find out the details.
And the Home and Garden and Spring Craft Show, it's always a sure sign that spring is upon us.
Right. These home shows, of course, go on this time of year a lot. This one is at the Maryland State Fairgrounds in Timonium today through Sunday. And again, next weekend, this is a split event on two weekends. Page 25 of the Around Town calendar in the March Recreation News gives you everything you need to know about it. And if you're looking on the Virginia side of the Potomac, there's the Hometown Art and Craft Show and Spring Bling event in Leesburg on Saturday from 9 to 4. You can find it in the Around Town calendar or on recreationnews.com, page 25. Over in Sterling at the Heritage Farm Museum, they have a bluegrass jam on certain Sundays, and this upcoming Sunday is one of them. You can go over there from 2:30 to 4:30 on Sunday and hear lots and lots of bluegrass. You can find more information on page 26, including the address and contact information and so forth.
What about the theater goers among us?
Chris told me he had tickets to see the opening of The Heavens Are Hung in Black, which, of course, premiered last month as the original play that launched the reopening of Ford's Theater. This is the last weekend for that show. You can see page 26 for the ticket information in Recreation News, the March issue.
Now, some of us are going to want to make an escape this weekend. I'm sure you have some ideas.
Well, absolutely. The weather getting nicer. The people are looking for those getaways. And last month in Recreation News, we kind of ran a special story on the Uncork York Wine Trail up in Pennsylvania. So the York County, Pennsylvania area is having its Tour de Tanks weekends. Now, this is every weekend in March all along the Uncork York Wine Trail. It stretches from Adams County on the west on up to the Hershey area on the east. Now, quite a few wineries, lots of events going on at the wineries every weekend in March. So you might want to check out online the February issue if you don't have your printed copy still around. Go to the website and check out that February issue of Recreation News to find out about the packages that they offer with a lot of the B&Bs and hotels up there to make a really nice weekend getaway.
What sort of deals do you have on tap this weekend?
Well, we got quite a few. I think we have one for military families. The Suites at Silver Tree at Deep Creek Lake are offering a 30% off deal for military families. You can check out the ad on page 7 of the March issue of Recreation News, and that'll give you all the details, the phone numbers and so forth to find out more. On the other side of the state, the Chesapeake Beach Resort and Spa right on the bay there in historic Chesapeake Beach in southern Maryland is having a $99 special Sunday through Thursday. So this is sort of a weekday takeoff kind of a thing. You can find out more about that on page 7 in our travel line section. They are a frequent offerer of deals like this. So Chesapeake Beach Resort and Spa is a neat kind of a place to go for a midweek getaway. And you can win a weekend getaway to Nelson County, Virginia. And you might say, well, what's in Nelson County? Well, the Walton's Mountain Museum is there. This is where Walton's Mountain really came to be. They have lots of wineries. They've got the Wintergreen Resort. So it's kind of a neat place in addition to having some really great scenery. You can learn how to enter to win this weekend getaway on page 15 of the March Recreation News or online at recreationnews.com.